Now, you may remember earlier on in the program, I said to you, what does C++, JavaScript and Python all mean? What are they all different types of? Well, the answer is computer programming, or coding, to be precise. Now, whilst you or I might not be able to tell the difference between those three, primary school children around the city and the county are getting their first tastes of computer coding with a new after-school craze that's sweeping the nation, and it's called Code Club. Now, there are more than 600 code clubs running up and down the country, with 9 here in Leicestershire, and another 12 eagerly waiting to get started at local primary schools. But if you don't know your variables from your operators, or your scratch from your strings... I had a scratch earlier on. BBC Radio Leicester's Ben Stones has been to Stafford Leys Primary School in Leicester Forest East to meet the children that most certainly do.
I'm Al and I'm 10.
I'm Thomas and I'm 9.
What are we doing today?
We're doing a project called Fish Chomp, where you have fish and it follows the mouse, and there's loads of lobsters, and you need to try and get as many lobsters as possible.
I'm called Jamie Don. We think it's to do with a fish trying to eat like little monsters in like water and stuff. We need to import some fish, so we've got a couple of fishes, and then we need to start making the scripts, so the scripts tab, so we can start actually making the game.
So what do the scripts do?
Well, it helps it to make the game, like the effects, how it looks, and it can sometimes change the characters really fast.
It basically tells you what to do.
Yeah.
Go to X and Y, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, my name's Paul Vernon. I am a software engineer and I lead the Code Club. The Code Club involves a full curriculum of activities. So we've got a set of projects that we go through and we work through, and the children use a programming language called Scratch to develop games, applications to extend their knowledge of programming. I've been saying for years that we haven't got enough software engineers and programmers coming into the industry. One of the reasons why is because there aren't enough programmers being started off at an early age. So this is a way for me to kind of pay something back.
There. So put that in the X and the Y.
Isha, and I'm 9 years old. Jessica, and I'm 10.
What does it feel like when you see that working, when you press the green flag?
I feel really happy inside me.
Yeah?
Mm. My name's Sadie, and I'm 9. I've made the birthday card for my stepmom, a robot dancing and singing, and Pac-Man, and lots of other games.
I'm Carolyn Bignall. I'm a teacher and ICT coordinator at Stafford Leys.
So within Stafford Leys Primary then, what kind of impact would you say the Code Club has had since you started it?
It's been going since the start of the spring term, and it's made a fantastic impact on the children. They're really engaged in the club. They want to be doing more at home.
And how much interest have you had from the children that you teach here?
Oh, I've had loads of interest. As a start, we sent the letters out to children in Key Stage 2. We had a lot of response back. And as the club started and grown and the other children have seen what Code Club children are getting to do, we've got a lot of children who want to get involved as well.
How much do you enjoy coming to Code Club?
Very much.
How about you?
A lot, because it's a fun way of learning things on a computer.
Yep.
It's just really cool.
I think it's really good because, yeah, it's fun and you win something at the end.
Yeah, I love it. Every day when I've finished Code Club, I always just like think about what I've done and stuff.
You've got one running at the moment. How would you facilitate another session a week? Would it be possible?
It would be possible, but we're desperate for volunteers, I know, with the Code Club in our school and within other schools as well. So, yeah, we just need more volunteers to come forward, fantastic volunteers like Paul, and do the clubs for us. So, yeah.
And how important are the volunteers like Paul? What do they bring to these sessions?
Oh, amazingly important. They bring all their experience and they really inspire the children in a way that the teachers possibly can't.
The next budding Bill or maybe even Jill Gates among them. So how important is learning about the ins and outs of computers from primary school age? Well, Heather Williams is a senior lecturer in game art design at De Montfort University. She spent 13 years designing games, including the likes of Colin McRae and Reservoir Dogs. Well, I'm in your honour this morning, Heather. May I just say that?
Good morning,
Jonathan. Good morning. How important is it that 8 and 9-year-olds get to know the ins and outs of not just computers, but also writing programs as well?
Oh, I think
these days it's incredibly important. If you think about it, technology drives virtually every area of our lives now. So it is fundamentally important really to show children of this age that there are career choices in this direction.
Mm. When I was at school, and we did IT classes at the sort of the first of the lot that was really sort of getting to do them. We did spreadsheets, which was quite frankly dull. We learned how to do word processing and put a paragraph in and all that kind of thing. Nothing as exciting as this. So is this really what our children should be learning out of their computer studies classes rather than the sort of the basics of word processing, which, let's face it, most of them know what they're doing anyway now, don't they?
Yes, I think so. I know my daughter's much better on the computer than I am. But yes, I think it's really important for kids to be encouraged to be curious and to investigate, you know, to kind of think, if they see something and are impressed by it, to find out how it's done and how it works. And yeah, that... investigating that sort of area. Yeah.
You know, we're quite harsh on our children sometimes, and they are accused of being a sort of couch potato generation that sit around playing on their games consoles and not doing an awful lot else. But I think what this shows is that there's a real balance to be had here between, you know, the fun time and the free time and the educational time as well, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think a career in games development isn't an easy choice either. It is a very skilled career path as well. You know, there are a lot of skills needed to and also kind of creative problem solving as well. So it's all very good for that sort of development as well.
Is it fairly male dominated, Heather?
Or
is it quite balanced?
Not so much now. When I first started out in the industry back in 1994, I think I was the only girl on the production side. But now it's becoming more balanced, but yeah, there's still definitely more males than females.
Well, listen, it's lovely to talk to you this morning, Heather. Thank you very much for that. Heather Williams there, a senior lecturer in game art design at De Montfort University. And if you want to find out more about Code Club, it's codeclub.org.uk. And if you're not au fait with the internet, get your children to do it for you.